Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a six-day visit to UAE, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy this morning. US President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping stress on cooperation despite tensions over trade and security issues. 21 people killed and 45 injured in Ukraine following Russian attack. CIA Director John Ratcliffe meets with Cuban officials in Havana amid energy crisis. And in Wushu, Aparna Dahiya clinches gold in women's 52kg category in Sanda World Cup in Macau. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a six-day visit to UAE, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy this morning. On the first leg of his five-nation visit, Mr. Modi will reach UAE today, where he will meet President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The two leaders will exchange views on bilateral issues, in particular energy cooperation, as well as regional and international issues of mutual interest. They will also discuss ways to advance the bilateral comprehensive strategic partnership underpinned by strong political, cultural, economic and people-to-people links. Energy security is expected to remain a central theme of the engagement. Briefing media prior to the visit, Additional Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, Asim Mahajan, said, "Energy remains a key pillar of the relationship." He noted that the UAE was India's fourth largest source of crude oil last year, meeting around 11% of India's requirement. According to him, India is now the largest buyer of LNG from the UAE. The UAE also supplies nearly 40% of India's liquefied petroleum gas imports and remains a significant destination for Indian petroleum exports. Our correspondent has filed this report.
India and the UAE have moved far beyond the traditional crude oil trade that once defined their energy relationship. The UAE remains a key oil supplier to India, but the partnership has now expanded into natural gas, renewable energy and civil nuclear cooperation. Earlier this year, Hindustan Petroleum signed a 10-year deal with Abu Dhabi National Oil Company for 500,000 tons of LNG annually beginning 2028, giving India greater price stability by reducing its reliance on spot markets. Renewable energy and civil nuclear cooperation are also gaining ground. UAE saw sovereign wealth funds are actively investing in India's solar infrastructure, while India's Shanti Act, which opens the nuclear sector to private players, has created fresh scope for collaboration in reactors, including small modular reactors. Both sides are pushing to settle energy transactions in rupees and dirhams, reducing dollar dependencies in bilateral trade. From oil to LNG, clean energy to nuclear, the India-UAE energy partnership is being redrawn for a decarbonizing world. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Abu Dhabi.
On the occasion of the Prime Minister's eighth visit to the Emirates, Indian Ambassador to the UAE, Deepak Mittal, said the visit of the Prime Minister is highly opportune.
UAE has emerged as a very close third largest trade partner for India. Our bilateral trade has crossed $100 billion after we have signed Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement in 2022. The visit of the Prime Minister is very opportune, happening at a time when the region is going through some unprecedented times. Prime Minister has been in touch with the UAE leadership. So this is a moment when it will help and enable to express our solidarity.
Meanwhile, UAE's Minister of State for International Cooperation, Reem Bint Ibrahim Al-Hashmi, has said the government is looking forward to the occasion with great excitement.
We are anticipating with great excitement the visit of Prime Minister Modi, and we're very much looking forward to having him come. Our President, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, was in India in January of this year, as was our Crown Prince in February for the AI Summit. And since His Excellency Prime Minister Modi has taken office, they have been regularly seeing each other a few times a year. So his presence will be part of that continued friendship and relationship.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that under India's chairmanship this year, BRICS will work together to strengthen multilateralism, promote sustainable development, enhance economic resilience, and build a more inclusive world order. Interacting with foreign ministers and heads of delegation of BRICS countries who called on Mr. Modi in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said that BRICS has emerged as an important platform for advancing cooperation among emerging economies and giving voice to the aspirations of the Global South. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping have held talks in Beijing and stressed on cooperation over confrontation despite tensions over trade, technology and regional security. The meeting yesterday marked Trump's first visit to China during his second stint of presidency. According to the White House, the two sides agreed that the Strait of Hormuz must remain open to support the free flow of energy. China also showed interest in buying more American oil to reduce China's dependence on West Asia supplies. Both the leaders also aimed to keep their recent trade agreement stable. Trump had paused high tariffs on Chinese goods, while China agreed not to restrict rare earth supplies. President Trump told an American channel that China has agreed to buy 200 Boeing airplanes, marking the country's first major Boeing purchase in nearly a decade.
One thing he agreed to today is going to order 200 jets. That's a big thing, Boeing. 200 big ones. That's a lot of jobs. Boeing wanted 150, he got 200. Boeing's doing a good job. They're catching up. The requests were a lot, and our requests were a lot.
Both the leaders are set to meet today on the second day of President Trump's visit. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. A Russian missile and drone attack on Kyiv killed at least 21 people, including 3 children, and injured 45 others. According to Ukrainian emergency services, the attack yesterday damaged homes, a school, a veterinary clinic, and other civilian buildings. Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched 675 drones and 56 missiles, mostly targeting Kyiv. Ukrainian defenses reportedly shot down most of them, but some missiles hit residential areas, destroying a 9-story apartment block. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the attack showed Russia was not serious about ending the war and called on allies to respond strongly. U.S. CIA Director John Ratcliffe met Cuban counterpart at Interior Ministry officials in Havana amid the energy crisis. During the meeting, both sides discussed intelligence sharing, security, and economic stability. The U.S. said it is willing to work with Cuba, but only if Cuba makes major reforms. The U.S. has also renewed a $100 million U.S. dollar aid offer to help Cuba deal with severe fuel shortages caused by restrictions that have reduced oil supplies. U.S. administration said its military strikes have severely weakened Iran's military power during Operation Epic Fury. During a U.S. Senate hearing, Admiral Charles Cooper II told lawmakers that Operation Epic Fury damaged about 90% of Iran's missile, drone, and naval infrastructure. He said Iran's navy may take a generation to recover and that Tehran can no longer launch large-scale missile and drone attacks like before. India has been nominated as the chair of the Common Criteria Development Board till April 2028. The Ministry of Electronics and IT said that the leadership position was confirmed during the first quarter meeting of the Common Criteria Recognition Arrangement held in Tokyo, Japan. Indian wushu player Aparna Dahiya clinched a gold medal in the women's 52kg category at the 11th Santa World Cup in Macau yesterday. Aparna beat reigning world champion Thi Phuong Gago of Vietnam in straight sets in the final. This was India's first gold in the event, which began on 12th of May. Aparna had earlier lost to the same opponent in the final of the World Wushu Championships held in September 2025 in Brazil. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a 6-day visit to UAE, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy this morning. US President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping stress on cooperation despite tensions over trade and security issues. 21 people killed and 45 injured in Ukraine following Russian attack. CIA Director John Ratcliffe meets with Cuban officials in Havana amid energy crisis. And in Wushu, Aparna Dahiya clinches gold in women's 52kg category in Santa World Cup in Macau. That concludes the Morning World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani.